Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World and another edition. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you in this hour. We're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things, from recalls to a brand new product to some interesting kind of funky stories that have happened throughout the automotive world this past week. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. To all of our listeners in the United States, we want to welcome you and wish everybody a happy 4th of July weekend. Hope everybody has had a safe one. And, of course, want to say to all of our listeners joining us in Canada, welcome aboard, and thank you so much for joining us on the great radio station, the information station, AM 800 CKLW. Right now, speaking of Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, let's go to the Motor City and bring forth one of the top automotive journalists in all of the world. He is the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, the voice of the automotive world. It's my pleasure to welcome back Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for taking time. This is a very busy vacation time among the automakers, and lots of people are taking time off. But thank you for taking time out of your holiday weekend to join us and tell us all about some of these very important stories, including the fact that recalls seem to be dominating the news. Let's begin by talking a little bit about General Motors. It seems like nearly every General Motors model is targeted for a recall of one kind or another for this year.
It's hard to believe, Bob, but I did a story just the other day looking at what vehicles are targeted for recall. And there are a grand total of three that I could find that have not been targeted for recall this year. Are you ready for these? The Equinox, the GMC, the Chevy Equinox, the GMC Terrain, and the Chevy Spark Electric. That's it.
Wow.
Every other model that General Motors makes, everyone, has been targeted at least once, and some of them two and three times, for recall this year. Now, if you look out there, this, it just gets crazier. So, for example, as of June 30th, not even, you know, this last week, June 30th, we have seen General Motors recall approximately, oh, is it 29 million vehicles in the United States, 26 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it up on screen. I can't get the exact number. Worldwide, it's over 30 million so far.
Amazing.
You have had General Motors on its own nearly set an annual record just through the end of June, the first half of the year. Now, the industry as a whole has continued to have a huge number of recalls. So if you hadn't had a GM up there, you know, if GM somehow just didn't exist, you'd still be on aiming for a record this year. Subaru, for example, June 30th, the evening of June 30th, 600,000 vehicles because of rust problems. So we have now seen the industry as a whole recall 40 million vehicles worldwide this year. 40 million. The world record, I should say the U.S. record, previously was 34 million set in 2004.
It's a staggering number, and certainly as we touched on a number of weeks ago, it seems like General Motors is being very proactive, almost recalling some of these vehicles ahead of time, just so that they've kind of, you know, got everything taken care of, got their ducks in order, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess some of it is. There's been a lot of debate as to why we are seeing this aggressive move by the industry, and there's a lot of reasons why they could be justifying taking these very costly actions. And General Motors will have written off for the first half of the year about $2.5 billion, and it looks like they're going to have even more in the third quarter to pay for all these recalls. That's a lot of money. And now why? Well, for one thing, GM is under the spotlight, so they don't want to have anything left. Right now, they're recalling anything that they might have a problem with. In the past, a lot of these problems, no matter what manufacturer, might have been handled by what they call technical service bulletins, you know, where the consumer might not know about anything until they showed up and said, hey, I'm having braking problems, or my headlights seem to be dropping out, or so on. And these days, a lot of the manufacturers saying, you know what, if we have a problem, just recall it. Get it out of the way. The spotlight is on us, the media spotlight. Toyota certainly has increased its attention to recalls since its problems in 2009 and 2010 with so-called unintended acceleration. So across the board, manufacturers are just being a lot more sensitive.
And certainly another kind of irony here is the fact that General Motors sales have not really taken a significant hit. On the other side of the fence, ironically, they're doing very well on the sales ledger.
Yeah, isn't this bizarre? This is the most interesting thing. You know, Toyota took a hit, a very bad one, to sales and to the value of its used vehicles after its crisis in 2009-2010. What we've seen so far is almost no impact. Some people had predicted that GM would be down anywhere from 1-7% year over year in sales for June. In fact, they were up 1%. And so far this year, they are up ahead of the industry as a whole. Their used car values have, if anything, been holding or even in some cases gaining value, which is really bizarre. You know, there was a $10 billion lawsuit filed by a law firm out in Seattle. This firm had scored, I think it was $1 billion plus from Toyota, claiming lost value on the part of owners a few years ago. And they thought it was going to be a slam dunk that they would just simply be able to roll in here and say, hey, GM owners have been losing value. But the numbers don't support that, and we reported that on the DetroitBureau.com. And the reality is, I think these guys are creating a case. I don't think the data is there to support it, at least not at this point.
Another big recall this week was from Subaru. Subaru recalling more than 600,000 vehicles. That's a big number for a relatively small car company.
Yeah, it is quite a bit. You're right. Subaru is a very small company, what, 4 or 5% of the U.S. market at most. So that was a bit of a surprise to see them recalling that much. But it's hard to find any manufacturer. Over the last 12 months, I can't think of a single maker that hasn't had a major recall, maybe 14, 16 months. Because remember, Aston Martin recalled, what, almost every vehicle they had built for years. We've had Rolls-Royce recalls. I would have to go back and check if Bentley has had a recall. That may be the only name that I can't honestly remember. I think possibly Ferrari's even had a recall.
Amazing. 855-660-4261. If anybody has any comments or questions about the recall story, we'd love to hear from you, or via the email, Bob at Auto World Radio, or Bob at Bob Long Radio. On the financial side of the fence, we're going to see the new Fiat Chrysler stock listing on the New York Stock Exchange officially in the month of August. I'm so used to calling Chrysler the Chrysler Group. I got to get used to this Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
Yeah, we are finally seeing this marriage consummated. They've been operating as all but one company since 2009. But this takes things to the next step. We can talk about that a little bit more when we get back.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that, and we're going to talk about some cool products, including the amazing news from Dodge and the SRT side of the front. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The
nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you found that Cadillac there?
Esteemed automotive journalist and publisher Paul Eisenstein joins us live. Yes, we are live on this holiday weekend in the United States, the 4th of July weekend, and we're here telling you about all the latest stories in the automotive world. And before the break there, we were touching on the story that the Fiat Chrysler stock is officially going to list on the New York Stock Exchange beginning in August. And Paul, you were telling us that this was kind of the consummation of something that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, they have been really working more or less as one company since 2009 when Fiat came in and rescued Chrysler. You recall that they weren't going to do a bailout of Chrysler. The government was going to let them go unless they had a white knight. That's where Chrysler, I should say Fiat, came in to rescue Chrysler. It's worked out better than anyone's expected. What are they on, their 49th consecutive year-over-year gains? They're getting better and better reviews for their products, so they still have some issues. Example, Jeep just got nailed for some quality issues in the latest J.D. Power report. But on the whole, Chrysler has been really perhaps one of the single biggest surprises we've seen in the automotive industry for a while. So this takes it the final step. These guys will be officially married, and we will then see just exactly how much growth they can take this joint company.
It's going to be interesting. Certainly, it has been surprising, the success of many different products within the Chrysler portfolio, the Chrysler Group or Fiat Chrysler Group portfolio, and the success of the Ram truck brand, the success of many other vehicles throughout the lineup. And that brings up the Dodge Challenger, which has certainly definitely put smiles on lots of people's faces since reintroduction for 2009 model year, 2008 model year. And this past week, some great news. I should have put money on this one, Paul, because I said to a number of folks that I really thought that this new incarnation for 2015, they're going to have two variants of the Dodge Challenger SRT, one with only 495 horsepower and 495 pound-feet of torque, and the other one called the Hellcat, which has been rumored for quite some time. I told a number of people, matter of fact, on air, I said that I predicted that this engine would surpass the Mustang GT engine, would be knocking on the door of 700 horsepower, but it is more than knocked on the door. This vehicle is going to roll out with 707 ponies under the hood, and for junkies like you and I, this is great news.
Oh my gosh, I just can't wait. I have an invitation to the drive, and I cannot wait to get my hands on this beast. You're right, 707 horsepower. They had given us a little misdirection, classic film sort of trick. You know, you wave with the left hand and you pull it off at the right. Magicians do it all the time, and boy did they give us a surprise, because I think we had all expected that they would be, well, what was their claim before was it would be 600 plus with
yes.
the plus sign, 600
yeah.
plus horsepower. I call 707 a lot, an awfully big plus sign, let's put it that way.
It definitely does, and puts the Challenger SRT8 in Hellcat form, you know, in a position to perhaps lay down some performance numbers that are definitely going to be better than what we've seen from Chevrolet with its Camaro ZL1 and perhaps the Z28, we shall see. And also, we've got the now retired GT500 from Ford with a GT350 in the wings. And doing a lot of interviews, and of course the Charger and Challenger are built in Ontario, and we get a lot of listeners on CKLW who actually work at the factory, listen to the show, and love to hear news about the product. And one thing that I've noticed over the years, and in talking with Tim Kaniskis, the new head of the Dodge brand, is the fact that the Challenger sales have continued. I know they've had a little bit of a lull here in 2014, but the last few years for the Challenger have been quite good, and that is unusual, because coupes tend to sell really well out of the box, and then the demand fades off. But
yeah,
the one
yeah.
thing that I really appreciate about the Challenger myself is the fact that, you know, for those who can only afford one toy car as perhaps a daily driver car, this vehicle can actually seat five and has a usable trunk. It's more of a grand tourer.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a lovely vehicle. I have to say that they've done a surprisingly good job making the Challenger and the Charger both of them surprisingly flexible vehicles. They deserve some kudos for that. Now, I have a question which I want to run by your listeners, if I may. Here's a question. I've received a lot of debate on, seen a lot of debate on the DetroitBureau.com over whether or not Dodge has a valid claim. They argue that this is the most powerful muscle car ever built. And that's got an asterisk by it, because if you take the Shelby Snake and a few others, you know, Shelby has, what, an 1100 version, 1100 horsepower version of the Mustang. So, you know, people go back and forth. Does it qualify, doesn't it? I guess the asterisk is it rolled out of a factory.
Exactly.
Off a factory assembly line. But how do your listeners view it? Do they see this as the most powerful muscle car ever built, or do they just say, there's bigger ones and we don't care where it was made?
That's a very good question, and we'll pose it to our listeners at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Got to get more details from you on that drive, because I want to see if I can get an invite to that myself as well. Let's talk about some other news regarding SRT. And a good friend of the program here, Ralph Shields, the SRT brand now has been kind of folded within Dodge. I guess it's still a separate brand, but Ralph was the former head guy at Dodge, and then they moved him over to be the president of SRT in the motorsport side. And of course, Ralph is the chief design officer for the entire Chrysler Fiat group. But nevertheless, they've made the decision to kind of bring SRT under the Dodge umbrella. And what does that mean for the Chrysler 300 SRT, Paul?
I've got to say that it didn't make a lot of sense to have SRT as a separate brand. And they hung their hat on a vehicle which has not done very well, which is the new Viper. Viper sales just have gone absolutely nowhere. It's too bad, because Ralph put his heart and soul in that thing, and I think he was really expecting it to do a lot better than it did. We're going to see what this means exactly, and whether there still will be some Chrysler SRTs. I can't imagine them doing away with the Chrysler 300 SRT, so we'll have to see where it goes.
Yeah, nor the Jeep. The Jeep is very, very popular. Straight ahead, more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at Herbal Healer. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair.
We love to play classic automobile bumper music here on the show. I literally have about 2,000 or 3,000 of those type songs, or songs, rock songs, country songs with references to automobiles. And we're going to expand our library here in the not-too-distant future, as I love sharing those with you folks on the other side of the radio. Paul Eisenstein is with me here. He is the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, frequent contributor here to the show, esteemed automotive journalist. And Paul, before we go any further, as we always like to do, let's remind folks about one of the coolest websites in the entire world, the coolest one as far as I'm concerned when it comes to automotive news, the DetroitBureau.com, what can be found there, and the fact that folks can not only visit any time at their convenience, but you send out some really cool newsletters and other information as well.
Well, you will find just about anything you can imagine on the automotive world, whether you're interested in buying, in selling, you're looking to maintain your car, you're looking for the latest in spy shots or tips or just insider information. We'll help you just about anything that you are interested in the automotive world, you'll find on the DetroitBureau.com. And yes, Bob, you're right. You don't necessarily have to remember to go there every morning or afternoon. We're posting stories constantly, so there's a lot there. But we'll send you an email alert every time we put a story. If that's what you want, once a day, once a week, once a month, You can also get Twitter feeds and, of course, RSS feeds, so you can always be up on the latest and the stuff that interests you, whatever your interest is in the automobile.
That's great. Before we go back and talk about some other product news, let's talk about a little funky story that you've got here on the DetroitBureau.com that I got a real kick out of, and that's the fact that General Motors reunited a retiree with his stolen 1979 Corvette. This is a great piece.
Isn't that an amazing story? I'm still wondering what the deal is, how this vehicle, well, the basics are there. We know that somebody had the car and tried to register two vehicles that had the same VIN number. It finally worked. The why it took 33 years is really a bit strange, isn't it? The guy's name is George Talley. He was a GM retiree, and his VIN disappeared 33 years ago, as you mentioned, in 1981. It was parked on Jefferson Avenue, a big boulevard here in Detroit, actually, not too far from GM World Headquarters. And all those years, he had always wondered what would happen. And the curious thing is that it didn't have a huge amount of miles. Apparently, it only had about 47,000 miles on it after all those years. So he got a car that was still in, not quite new, but darn close to it, darn close to, like, new experience. Engine still revved, the lights still worked, I mean, the windshield wipers were even ready to go. So Mr. Talley got himself a nice surprise.
You posed the question about this Hellcat SRT Dodge Challenger, whether it is true as Dodge is marketing it as the most powerful muscle car ever. And so far, our Auto World listeners are in agreement that these other vehicles, like the Shelby Super Snake and the Shelby KR and the Cowway vehicles or the Hennessy vehicles, at least in the first three or four emails that I've received, most of these are being termed by the authors of these emails as being aftermarket additions to a factory vehicle. So be interesting to see. We'll continue to take your emails and calls at 855-660-4261. Let's talk about another iconic vehicle. And again, here in 2014, we're seeing some unusual ways that automakers are introducing new vehicles, hence the Ford Mustang. They didn't do a traditional press introduction like they normally do. They concurrently showed this vehicle in multiple locations across the globe. And now we've got the same thing developing within the folks at Mazda. The 2016 Mazda Miata MX-5 is 100% new. And just within the past couple of days, the folks at Mazda have announced that they're going to do a similar type of introduction with this new Roadster.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more manufacturers skipping the usual auto show preview circuit. And for good reason, Bob. When you look at all the events that are happening at auto shows these days, the big ones, you can get lost in the crowd. Even if you've got a great car, it can get lost. What did they have? Something like 55 or 60 new models at the Detroit Auto Show. I think we've been seeing as many as 70 vehicles launched every year at the Geneva Motor Show, Frankfurt and Paris. L.A. was in the 25 to 35, New York. So how do you get to stand out? Well, when you have a special car with a unique appeal like the Miata, you look for a unique event which will draw lots of people. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to be introducing it at the appropriately named Mazda Speedway at Laguna Seca out near Monterey, California, on September 3rd. Now, here's another example of what's been going on, how these things have changed. I don't know if you caught all the hype, Bob, but one of the hottest things going right now is the Gran Turismo game for the PlayStation video game console. And we have been seeing just about every manufacturer that has any interest in performance, they've been introducing their own cars for the Gran Turismo game. What we've seen, let's see, we had BMW came up with something Mercedes had their vision concept. We had a version of the Ford Focus ST, which, by the way, they launched that vehicle at the Goodwood Festival in the UK just a couple of weekends ago. And VW had the Extreme GTI, and one of the more interesting vehicles that we're seeing on the new Gran Turismo game is a vision concept, the Vision 2020 sports car concept from Nissan. And what we're basically seeing, they're hinting, is a good look at what will become the next Nissan GTR.
Interesting. All kinds of unique things in the way of introductions. And another trend that we've seen in recent times in this news-hungry world with 24-hour news channels and 24-hour websites, the automotive news never stops, Paul. I mean, there used to be a time that there were some a little bit of lag, you know, between the big shows and people taking time off and all that, but it seems like the automakers are constantly putting stories out there so that folks like you and I can write and talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no such thing as a down period. It used to be nice during the summer months. We get a couple of weeks here and there to take a breather, but there's 1 week coming up on July, around the week of July 28th. I think there's five or six major introductions, first drives for those of us in the media, in 1 week. Now, Bob, you know, we got to admit, it is fun getting out there and playing with some of these vehicles. There's an awful lot of people that would just adore doing what we're doing, to be very honest. But it does get a little bit old sometimes when you want to.
Yes.
I had four trips to San Francisco inside of 4 weeks. I'm sorry, six trips to San Francisco inside of 4 weeks. And that may sound great to the people that say, wow, you got to go to San Francisco. Yeah, I was on a plane. In some cases, like tomorrow, I leave for Seattle. I'll be back Tuesday afternoon. You know, these are 24-hour trips.
I know. A lot of turnaround and a lot of work. Some of these events are just wall-to-wall. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about that and some more product news and other cool stuff.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, loving and leaving fast.
We are back here on Auto World. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. Paul Eisenstein is with us. We got a little poll question out there. You can check out Paul's story on the Hellcat. Dodge delivers unexpected 707 horsepower with the Challenger SRT. Hellcat, most powerful muscle car ever. And initially, we got a barrage of emails and folks calling in saying that indeed they agree this is the most powerful ever, but now we're beginning to see some people disagreeing, saying that they think the vehicles that are massaged by Shelby and Hennessy and others also fall into that category, but we'll keep it out there a little longer. The telephone number 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And here's a good question, and it's a question that comes from James, and James is in Colorado, and James would like to know if either one of us know about a Hellcat variant of the Charger in the works. And certainly makes sense, Paul. I don't know. What do you think?
It does, though. I'm not sure they're going to go with it. There are some reasons why they may decide to limit that rather than spreading it all across the board. I will tell you that at the moment there's no plans for a Hellcat engine in the Viper, Bob. Apparently it would require a huge tear-up of the vehicle. The engine size doesn't fit under the hood of that snake. Could they do something a little bit later if they think, especially if they think it's what's going to bring the Viper back to life, perhaps? I don't think they're going to do a Hellcat version of the Charger initially. They may follow up, but I think they're going to give it at least a little while just to see how popular this vehicle gets.
And it will be interesting to see the pricing, Paul. I hope that they come in a little lower than Chevrolet did with the Z28, because that's getting into some pretty heady, a little pricey territory, in my opinion.
Uh, Yeah, that really did push it out of the realm for an awful lot of people, Bob, which is too bad because it's an amazing vehicle. But Chevy just decided that they wanted to go for every penny they could get. That is a very limited edition machine, so they're taking the different approach. But we'll see whether or not they get penalized because of low sales at that price.
Let's talk about another product this week that got the go-ahead, at least for other parts of the world. Hopefully here in North America we'll see a version, and that's the very cool concept vehicle we saw in Detroit from VW, the Beetle Dune, and it certainly is a very cool-looking offering.
Yeah, it is cool-looking. I find it very strange. Very, very strange that here's VW. They introduced the Dune during the Detroit Auto Show just not that many months ago. Oh, my gosh, it was snow on the ground then, wasn't there? Anyway, the Dune was a quite a success story for them. You know, VW's had some major problems in recent months. They have, recent years, they just have not been able to connect with buyers in this country, and they need something really badly. So what's their solution? They come up with a vehicle that looks like it could be a real hit in the U.S. market, a revival of the old Dune buggy, and guess what, Bob? They're not going to sell it in the U.S.
Oh, boy.
Figure that one out. I am absolutely flummoxed by this decision, but VW has decided they are not going to sell the Dune, at least for now, in the U.S. I just don't get it. I think if enough people start telling them they're crazy, maybe they'll change their mind. But at the moment, nope, no plans. I think it's crazy.
I agree 100%. BMW is certainly a brand that continues to expand that portfolio with more and more incarnations of their different series. And this past week, they made some news by announcing that they're investing $1 billion in a new plant in Mexico.
This is something that's rather interesting that's going on right now in the auto industry. You know, it used to be that American cars are made in the U.S., German cars in Germany, and Japanese cars in Japan, and that's people bought based on where they were made. Well, now you buy based on the nameplate, but it doesn't seem to matter to many people. And we have a huge percentage of the foreign, quote unquote, foreign cars sold in the U.S. being built in North America. We have BMW in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We have Mercedes, which produces a huge number of vehicles down in Alabama. Toyota has, what, 7 assembly plants, I believe, in the U.S.? But the hot country right now, where everybody seems to be saying they're going to move their production, has become, of all things, Mexico. It's probably not as much of a surprise, Bob, as you would think it is, because the reality is Mexico makes some pretty darn good cars. There's an awful lot of vehicles that are coming out of there. And up until recently, what was coming out of Mexico was the cheap end of the lineup. You know, the Honda, just for example, just opened a factory to build their little Fit, and VW is producing some of their small cars down there. But suddenly, we're seeing luxury makers start to move down there. So barely a month ago, not even close to a month ago, Mercedes or Daimler agreed to open up a plant as part of a joint venture with Nissan. They're going to build a factory alongside of another new factory that Nissan has in a town called Aguascalientes in the center of the country. And you're going to be seeing both Infiniti and Mercedes vehicles rolling out of that plant. Audi has a factory in the suburbs of the town called Puebla, not far from the big VW plant. And now we have BMW, as you said, going in to build luxury cars in Mexico in a brand-new billion-dollar assembly plant.
Hmm. And what's the driving factor there, Paul? Is it cheap labor? Is that what it is?
Well, that's certainly a factor, Bob. There's no question that Mexico does have an advantage when it comes to labor costs. But there's another reason, and this may be the biggest reason of all. The reality is that Mexico has been extraordinarily adroit at negotiating free trade agreements. They have more free trade agreements than any other country in the world, except for Israel. And they have more countries that they have these relationships with. What that translates into, it makes it a lot easier for manufacturers to build cars in Mexico that they can then export anywhere in the globe.
Interesting. Another interesting trend for the month of June, now that the sales numbers are in, after pickup trucks doing really well for the first 6 months, we saw a little back off on that front, and we saw more plug-in-based vehicles, more electric vehicles or hybrid electric plug-in vehicles getting some more sales attention during the month of June. And certainly, Paul, it seems like every summer, no matter what, we see that increase in the price of gasoline. And whenever it reaches a certain point, folks tend to start looking at the smaller vehicles and the alternatives.
Yeah, no question about it, Bob, and for good reason. The flip side is that whenever prices stabilize or even fall a few pennies, they tend to go back to the big pickups and muscle cars. There's that Hellcat out there. Would they sell as many as they would have if gas was at $3 or $2.50? No, certainly not. But there's still a serious market out there for SUVs, for pickups, for muscle cars and the like. The interesting thing, Bob, is across the board we're seeing fuel economy that we would never have imagined before. How many years ago did you get a compact car, Bob, that you were just blown away by the idea that you were getting 20, maybe 25 miles a gallon?
So true.
And now you're getting Corvettes, the Corvette Stingray, 30 miles a gallon on the highway because things like direct injection and a variable displacement where half of its cylinders shut off when they're not needed, things like that. But there's no question. People are becoming more and more focused on alternatives as a large portion of the country. And I think you're seeing that especially among young people. They're getting really into alternative energy. That said, what is it? If you add up all regular hybrids, Toyota Prius, for example, all plug-ins, Chevy Volt, for example, all pure battery electric vehicles, the Nissan Leaf or the Tesla Model S, all of those, it's still only about 5% of the market, if that much. So it's not tearing the market apart, but it's certainly showing that things are changing.
Well said, as usual. He is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com bookmark it on your computer, your device, and we'll get him back with us real soon. Thank you so much, Paul.
Bob, great to be with you. Happy remainder of the 4th of July.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.